Dr. Tammy Post operates a medical practice on Willow Springs Road in Johnson, Arkansas. She's among 16 physicians currently certifying patients for medical marijuana registry identification cards, more than 100 individuals out of nearly 800 statewide. Jacqueline Verlich with Arkansas Public Media reports.
Dr. Tammy Post is a board-certified family and osteopathic medical practitioner, but never imagined she would be lauding the merits of medical marijuana.
You know, I guess I have a confession to make that I was one of those doctors that thought marijuana was all the myths that we believe about a gateway drug, you know, believed it to be illicit and dangerous like ecstasy and heroin and cocaine.
After a review of the scientific literature, Post says she came away convinced that medical cannabis is beneficial.
The two most common cannabinoids in the cannabis plant, and there are different strains of the plant, so there's the sativa and there's the indica, the more activating and the more sedating plants, and then there's hundreds of hybrids in between. But the cannabis plant has all these cannabinoids in it. THC is the psychoactive component. I call it catnip for humans, that makes you high or stoned. CBD is the other most common, and it is mostly used for chronic pain.
Referring to cannabidiol, among 100 active plant cannabinoids, which is non-intoxicating.
And CBD and THC have a both synergistic and an antagonistic effect. And so if you have a strain that has more THC and less CBD, it can get you more high and affect your pain differently.
She's among 16 Arkansas Medical Board licensed providers so far who must have pharmaceutical prescription authority certifying patients. Patients must be 18 years or older, have valid Arkansas ID, and a letter from their physician proving they have one of 19 qualifying medical conditions, such as cancer, Alzheimer's, severe arthritis, glaucoma, intractable pain, or seizures.
They see me as a new patient. We do a urine tox screen that they don't have illicit drugs. So these aren't people just coming in that are just trying to get just another drug, basically. And then we do lab screening. If they've not had labs, we do check their liver and kidney functions and things like that. Look at their paperwork. We check their blood pressure, their pulse, their weight, just like everybody else. And then they come and we establish the patient-physician relationship. And I say, tell me about your condition. How long have you had it?
Patients submit certifications, an application, copy of their driver's license, and $50 to the Arkansas Department of Health. Approved cannabis medical registry cards will be issued a month prior to legal purchase of compounds at one of 32 cannabis dispensaries supplied by 5 cultivation facilities allowed by law to operate in this state.
So when you go to a dispensary, it will be literally like going to a pharmacy. And you will say, I have this condition. What is the proportion of CBD to THC or maybe a different cannabinoid that I need to treat my condition?
Dispensaries are required to have a licensed pharmacist available for consults. So far, 5 dispensaries have applied to the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission for licensure, along with 2 cultivation facilities. The deadline to apply is September 18th.
I have been approached by some dispensaries to be their physician because I'm rapidly become one of the most educated people in Arkansas.
And the most visible, discussing the benefits on television and social network sites. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.